FM 101.3 and AM 1470.
Indeed, 101.3 WIBD AM 1470. It is 9:24. Captain Kenny Aslin with the West Bend Fire Department is here with us. We're going to talk this morning about National EMS Week.
Well, good morning, Rick. Thanks for having me here.
Good morning. So the official title of the week is?
National Emergency Medical Services Week.
Okay. And I know there have been a lot of posts on Facebook from not only your department, but from other area departments, just pointing out what it is that that our EMS people do.
Right. A lot of people may not understand when they call 911 that there's varying levels of EMS service. There's the EMT basic, the advanced EMT, and the paramedics. In the city of West Bend, we are the highest level. We are paramedic level service. So we can do not everything that the EMT basics do, everything that the advanced EMTs do, as well as medications, narcotics. So anything dealing with cardiac issues, if someone's having a heart attack, we can not only treat their chest pain, and we can do appropriate interventions and get them to an appropriate facility, such as Fredert or Aurora Grafton, as St. Joe's, our local hospital, doesn't have a cardiac catheterization lab. So we can recognize what's going on with the patient as far as a heart attack or any other cardiac event and take them to the most appropriate facility.
All right. And you've been doing this for a while.
I got my EMT license in 1992. I got hired with the city of West Bend in 1996. Became the what is now the advanced EMT level. That was the old I-85, did that in 1997. We went through the EMT intermediate program in 1998. I was an EMTI for 12 years, and we basically, that's everything that a paramedic does 90% of the time. So it's only really 20 to 30% of the drugs and skills, but it got us through, and it did a lot of good for a lot of people. And then 6 years ago, I went through the entire paramedic program and became a paramedic.
So break down the EMS staff for the West Bend Fire Department. How many people?
40 full-time and 5 part-time.
Okay. And they're in varying shifts around the clock.
Correct. We work 24-hour shifts because emergencies happen day, night, evening, rain, snow, weekends, holidays. Our shifts start at 0730. We use military time, so it's 7:30 in the morning. We have at each station a minimum of a lieutenant, a driver, and a firefighter on the engine. And we cross staff our fire engines and our ambulances, our paramedic units. Everybody gets a chance on the ambulance, and we kind of rotate through. So on the first day, the driver or the motor pump operator is the driver of the ambulance. The lieutenant is the assistant, and the firefighter is in the back. And then each day we rotate clockwise. It works out great because you're doing patient care one third of the time. You're assisting one third of the time, and you're driving one third of the time. Which keeps you fresh and really keeps you up to date on the routes to the hospitals. If there's any construction, keeps you up to date on the latest and greatest in the medical world, and keeps your skills fresh. Because if you don't keep up on your IV skills, your intubation skills, those kind of do fade, and you do need to keep up on those skills.
Sure. Now that's what the West Bend department has. What about other departments around Washington County?
The other departments around Washington County are our direct neighbors. Newburgh Fire Department is the EMT basic level, so they are not able to start IVs, whereas Jackson, Allenton, and Keewascum are at the advanced EMT level. They're able to start IVs and give some limited drugs. And in the event that they have something that requires advanced life support, we do have a paramedic intercept that we have utilized. So what happens is if they have somebody who is having, so let's say, a cardiac event, a heart attack or similar, or something else, broken arm, or they need pain medications, the surrounding departments will call for a paramedic intercept, and we will send two of our paramedics in a sport utility vehicle that has the bags with all the medications in it to be able to take care of that problem at the advanced life support level.
And I would imagine there's a lot of different levels of training and ongoing training for these jobs.
Absolutely. As far as we need 48 hours of continuing education every 2 years. And we exceed that because everything changes constantly. So there's 48 hours every 2 years for our state licensure. And those of us who are nationally registered paramedics, that we have an additional 24 hours every 2 years to keep up our skills and our licensure and our certifications.
You know, this is a great week to just kind of say thanks to the folks who do this job. Because as you mentioned, it's holidays, it's terrible weather, it's beautiful weather, it's whatever. And it just requires just an immense commitment.
It is an immense commitment. There's a lot of missed meals, a lot of burned meals, a lot of things that we get up and go. But this is our life. For those of us that are doing this, this is our life mission. For those of us that are full-time in the city of West Bend, it's a great calling for us to do, as well as all the volunteers in the surrounding areas. They have commitments, and they miss a lot of family functions when they're on standby. For their departments, they're missing a lot of meals. They're missing a lot of other things that they could be doing. And especially our volunteers and our surrounding departments really need to be recognized for the commitments, especially with those that are when they have a transport that requires greater levels of care. So for the surrounding departments to have to transport all the way down to Frederick, and they're taking 2.5 hours, 3 hours out of their lives every day.
Sure, sure. Now, yesterday, I understand, was a special focus on children.
Yes. May 24th is the Wednesday of Emergency Medical Services Week is National EMS for Children's Day. That focuses on children and their special needs because children are not just small adults. They require different interventions. Usually, if a child is having a problem, it starts out as a respiratory problem, and we have to intervene very quickly so they don't end up in cardiac arrest, so we don't end up doing CPR on a child. That's probably one of the worst things that can happen. So we have to know drug dosages, and we actually have special bags that are set up just for children should we have a pediatric emergency.
I would imagine that setup is a huge part of this, too. You've got to pretty much have everything from soup to nuts, basically, available in the ambulance, right?
Oh, absolutely. We have what we call the Braslow tape, which measures a child, and it measures based on height and weight, and we have everything by color code. So if we do a child, and if we have a child a pediatric emergency, we measure the child, and we have an approximate height and weight and length of length of equipment that we're going to need, and we pull out the appropriate colored bag, and that should have everything that should fit a child. So if they need a breathing intervention that has the endotracheal tube that we'll have to insert, appropriate size catheters for IVs, and as well as the drug dosages for any medications that we'll have to administer to that child.
Sure, because obviously the needs of an infant are different than a 10-year-old.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because the children obviously weight and height, and children respond differently to different drugs than adult dosages would be. So we have to be aware of that and be up on that. And that also is included in our continuing education training.
Community conversation this morning with Captain Kenny Aslin with the West Bend Fire Department. And so we've all seen on TV, we've seen the way the ambulance crews work. How close to real life is that?
They actually do try to get it pretty close. There are a lot of former paramedics and former firefighters that they employ as consultants to the TV shows. Not everything is real on TV. Usually on TV, you end up with the best outcome scenario. It doesn't always work that way in the real world. We see a lot of very sad things that happen to people. They don't always work out for the best. And not everything is solved in a half hour or 60 minutes like you would see on TV.
Yeah. Now this is, May is also, I understand, Stroke Awareness Month. And that's something that, that you guys deal with on a regular basis too.
Yeah. Stroke Awareness Month is, always, May, and, the latest statistics, stroke is the fifth, fifth largest killer of the first, the Centers of Disease Control list their leading causes of death. Heart disease is number one. Cancer is number two. Chronic lower respiratory diseases is number three. Unintentional injuries is number four. And stroke is number five. And what's significant about that is it fell from third. So in 2000, stroke was the third leading cause of death. And now we've been able to recognize stroke and do interventions and get people to the appropriate facilities. And that's not what's killing people as much as it used to.
And there are a number of different things they talk about. We run some PSAs and so on about recognizing stroke and so on. And so that's an interesting development. I didn't know that it had actually moved down, or unfortunately something else moved up, I suppose, too.
Well, there's always going to be 10. You're always going to die from something. And the best part about this is that people who have strokes, even though they're going to die from something else, the stroke isn't going to kill them. And strokes, people who have strokes, they're leading better outcomes and leading longer lives after the strokes, just because of the interventions that they're able to do at the hospital once we get them there.
That makes sense. All right. What else do we want to cover this morning?
Just want to make sure that everybody's aware that we will be doing Safe Kids Wisconsin. We'll be checking car seats at West Bend Fire Department Station 3 this evening from 3 p.m. until 5 p.m. And for those of you who are not aware, the West Bend Fire Department does not do car seat checks regularly. So if anybody needs a car seat check, they are to call the County Health Department at 335-4462.
And we've been talking in the news and talking with we talked with a woman from Safe Kids Wisconsin last week about just how important it is to make sure that you've got the right seat. And Graco just announced a huge recall in the last couple of days of some car seats, I understand.
Yeah, and the car seats, as you said earlier in the in your broadcast, car seats do have an expiration date. They don't last forever. And they do break down. They're just made of plastic and the straps break down. So we do have to replace car seats every once in a while. So people just have to be aware of the appropriate use of car seats and be aware of, like, as you said, the recalls on anything that happens with those car seats.
And a reminder that you're legally required to use them in Wisconsin.
Yes.
So until until a certain age and a certain height, I believe.
Yeah, I don't have it off the top of my head, but I believe it's up to age 8, I believe, is the car seat. And then they have to have a booster seat till about age 12, if I'm correct.
And again, then they just graduate up to the regular seat belts that the rest of us wear with that are under the law.
Right. By the time they reach age 12, they should be of the approximate height and weight that the car is built for. So they should be safe in the back seat of that vehicle.
Should also remind people that the click it or ticket enforcement effort is going on. That goes on through June 4th. So make sure you got your seatbelts on. Kenny doesn't want to see you on a professional basis.
Exactly. I'd like to keep you in the car if at any chance. We've had it car accidents with injuries where people have been ejected, and ejection from a vehicle is probably one of the worst case scenarios.
I would imagine. Well, thank you for coming in. I appreciate it. Very informative this morning, and we'll let you get back to the rest of your day.
All right. Thank you, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Thanks very much. It's Captain Kenny Aslan with the West Bend Fire Department during this EMS Week 2017.